بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يشترون الضلالة ويريدون أن تضلوا السبيل. والله أعلم بأعدائكم وكفى بالله وليا وكفى بالله نصيرا. In the previous ayat, Allah addressed the Muslims with regard to their ibadat. And one particular thing Allah mentioned towards the end about getting ready for namaz, that is with wudu and ghusl. But if you cannot, because there isn't water available, or water will cause your health problems, then you are allowed to make tayammum. In short, everything about the Muslims was discussed there. Now in this ayat again, as it is right through in the Quran, Allah warns us of our enemies also. And this is one very important aspect also, that we must be warned against our enemies. Not only the right things that we have to do and who we have to follow, but we must be warned and we must be told about our enemies so that we can stay away from them. We can know who our enemies are, and also that we should not follow them, and we should oppose them and try and correct them. So that explains about the Bani Israel, the Jews, what evil conditions they were in. And not only that they were wrong and on the wrong path, but they tried and lead others also. And all till today, with the Abrahamic Accord and the interfaith business, they are leading other people astray. So Allah Ta'ala warns us and tells us, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ کیا تُو نے نہ دیکھا ان کو جن کو ملا ہے کچھ حصہ کتاب سے. Have you not seen those people who have been given a part of the kitabs? That is, the Torah was given to them, that is the Jews, the Bani Israel. They were blessed by Allah Ta'ala by being given the greatest guidance, the kitab of Allah Ta'ala, the Torah. But what did they do instead of following it? يَشْتَرُونَ الضَّلَالَ خَرِيدْتَ هَيْ كُمْرَاهِ. But they buy misguidance. They don't follow the instructions of the Torah. They don't follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala. But they sell it for a petty gains of this dunya and they change it. And to suit the whims and fancies of the rich and the prominent people, they change their kitab. So there is a warning that we must not fall in that. Whether it is changing the Quran Sharif, the words, which is the highest form of disobedience of Allah, or to change the meanings of the Quran Sharif, or even just not explain to the people what the Quran says, we just keep quiet. And we don't tell the people of the dangers, of the harms, of the wrong people. What wrong they are doing, we don't inform, we don't tell them. That all is yashtaruna dalalata. And further than that, we yuriduna antadillu sabir. Or chahte hai ke tum bhi behek jau raah se. And by that they wish that you also go astray. They've gone astray themselves, dallu wa adallu. And they want others also to go astray. So you must be very, very concerned. Yeah, Allah is warning us. And this is a great duty of this ummah, and especially of the ulama of the ummah, that they must warn their people about all the wrong people who have got wrong beliefs, who have got wrong practices. And if they don't do that, they are guilty of a very big crime. It is their duty to inform the people. But contrary to that, we prefer to keep the peace. We will talk about deen, but such deeny aspects that we don't have trampled the toes of other people. Even those who are doing wrong, that we don't speak out against them. Just as it, and we make ourselves happy, we are also serving deen. But when the time comes, when there is a plague, a widespread epidemic, and a person who is treating people whose noses are running, and he's not worried of the serious epidemic of the time, that person is doing no service. That time what has to be addressed must be addressed. So when the time of all batil raising its ugly head, it must be taken on head on. and it must be clearly explained to the people that they must be on their guard, that the crooks are out to steal their iman. At this time of the year, when there are crooks who are out to steal money, when they know a lot of money is changing hands, and they also want their share in that, to warn people about that is very important. And much more important that when people want to steal the iman of the people, that we must be more on our guard. And further Allah says, Wallahu a'lamu bi'adaikum. Or Allah khub janta hai tumhari dushmanakum. You perhaps don't know who your enemies are. And they come to you in a very sweet form. And they talk of sweet, sweet things. And you think these are our great lovers. And these are our great friends. But they are actually your enemies. Allah knows who your enemies are. So Allah is warning you. And the man of Allah will also warn the people. And those who are the men of shaitan, they will stop people and they will criticize those who warn people against these enemies. So Allah knows who your enemies are, and Allah is making you aware also. Inna shaitan lakum aduun, fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Shaitan is your enemy, so take him as your enemy. Don't become the friend of shaitan. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَّا or Allah kafi hai himayati. And as a support for you, Allah is sufficient for you. You do what you have to do to please Allah. Fulfill the commands of Allah to please Allah. Allah is sufficient. You don't have to worry, no matter how it seems that the kuffar are in charge of all the matters of the world and things are all in their hands, you don't worry. You do what Allah wants you to do and Allah will suffice for you. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا or Allah kafi hai madadgar, and Allah Ta'ala is sufficient as your helper and your supporter. So you do things for Allah, see what the commands of Allah are, and fulfill those commands, and Allah is there to protect you, you know, to support you, to help you. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has warned us about the Ahle Kitab, especially the Jews referred to yet, how they are our enemies. And today, till today, with the interfaith thing and the Abrahamic Accord is exactly the same thing what Allah has explained here and revealed 1400 years ago, that they will try and misguide you, try and lead you astray, away from Allah Ta'ala, away from the deen of Allah, the true deen of Allah. You must be on your guard, and we have to actually guide them, not follow them in their wrong things. But unfortunately, our learned scholars for dollars, they are also supporting them in all these wrong things. So we must be on our guard and protect our iman. May Allah have mercy upon us and guide us to righteousness.